In other news, MedSafe is refusing to say whether it will hit pause on Pfizer vaccines for children till after Christmas. Doctors say waiting longer may be no bad thing as more data filters out of the United States. However, they also admit that even a short delay will see hundreds more kids catch the virus. Jordan Bond reports.
When asked directly, MedSafe would not confirm or deny whether its assessors would be taking a 2.5-week break along with the rest of the agency over summer. If they do down tools, it would delay approval of the vaccine to nearly 500,000 5 to 11-year-olds. Tony Walls, a paediatric infectious diseases expert at Otago University, says taking more time is no problem. He says analysis of the vaccine in children should be allowed to take a few more months.
The risk of severe disease in children 5 to 11 years of age from COVID-19 is incredibly small.
Dr. Walls says the vaccine's only been formally evaluated in 2,000 children, which is too few to be sure that it's safe for that age group.
In elderly population where there's really big risk of severe COVID, you can take those kind of risks. But when the risk of severe disease in children is so low, which it is in this age group, I think it's prudent to wait.
By wait, he means until more data come through from children in the US who've received the vaccine. It's been rolled out to them since the start of the month. US public health authorities have approved the Pfizer shot for the age group, saying its efficacy is comparable to that in adults. Dr. Jen Russell, a developmental paediatrician, says the early data looks good, but agrees we need to wait for more of it to come through.
They have given 3 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Currently, there's no safety signal from those first 3 million doses, but we do need to wait for those 3 million children to be given their second doses so that we have good, rigorous safety information.
Dr. Russell has no issue waiting another month to get the full data, but warns children do need to be vaccinated. She says the case demographics of our COVID outbreak are changing.
Previously, there was a smaller proportion of children being infected with COVID-19. Now, because they are the last remaining susceptible group and they're not eligible to be vaccinated, there's a larger proportion of children who are being infected. And this is a particular concern for our vulnerable communities and in particular for our Māori community.
In the last 7 days, there has been over 280 COVID cases in children 9 years old and under. She says the vast majority of children don't become unwell, but some with pre-existing conditions are at greater risk.
A 2-week delay translates to several hundred children who may be infected.
In any case, it may be a question of supply rather than approval. The government is hopeful the children's vaccine will arrive by March next year, but they aren't sure. Once it's gone through MedSafe, it needs approval from a technical advisory group and then Cabinet before it can be used.